Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It is just lovely to be here with you, and I hope today's episode is helpful for you. Today's episode is episode 128, and it is being recorded on the 21st of March, which is almost a whole week and a half before it's going to be released to you. And today I have been thinking about that famous verse, which is in Proverbs 32 or Mark 17 or somewhere there, that says, "Do you want God to laugh? Tell everyone on a podcast what your goals are." And of course, that's a little inside joke for those of you who know your Bibles. Proverbs 32 and Mark 17 don't exist. But yeah, it feels at the moment to me like I have got on this podcast and I have laid out my goals for the next year to you and let you know about it and said, this is what I'm trying to do and this is how I'm trying to do it. And then life has happened. So in the past couple of weeks in my family, we have had some planned and some unplanned hospitalizations. And part of the reason why I do the work I do is because I want to be flexible and able to care for my parents as they get older, although they will tell you in a heartbeat that they are not old. However, there are health issues that come in the older years. I'm being so careful. No offense intended. But anyway, so we had a planned hospitalization of one of my parents, and that meant that I wanted to be on board and helping out with all of that. And so I just put aside almost a whole week to deal with that. And as well as that, oh my goodness, I had a fairly close friend pass away. I had a school colleague pass away. So yeah, these things also have happened and take time to process and think about, and also, you know, go spend time with families and things like that. And then in the week just gone, we have had a slightly more of a crisis situation where my father-in-law ended up in intensive care, and at the moment he's still in intensive care. So that is, again, taking up time and brain space and emotional energy and things like that. So if you ask me at the moment how my writing is going, I always go, well, next question. And you have these goals and you set them, I think, thinking that you don't know what the next day will bring or what the year will bring or whatever, but you think, oh, well, I'll put these plans and stuff in process. And one of the things that I was talking with Scotty about this week is how if things don't go according to plan, it's really important to not think of yourself as having failed, to not get really down on yourself and say, this doesn't work. I'll never get there. I'll never do it. I'll never make my goals. And so from the point of view of advice, which is what I'm talking to Scotty about, all the conflicting advice out there, and that's something that I will come back and talk about to you. But also from the point of view of you don't know, you know, you set these goals in your life saying, if everything goes well, this will happen. But we live in a fallen world and everything doesn't necessarily go well. And we have these crises and things that we need to deal with. So I'm hoping that next podcast, I will be through this crisis enough to be able to say, look, this is how I coped in this crisis. This is how I kept going, and this is how I kept life from completely falling apart. But at the moment, I'm right in the middle of it, just trying to keep going, trying to record my podcast. And of course, after I record this podcast, there's another reason why I'm trying to get it done quite a lot earlier than I normally would, is because of a good reason, a good family reason, which is that I'm heading up to say happy birthday to my grandson this weekend. And so that takes a few more days out of my work week. So praise God, work isn't everything. I just wanted to let you know, my lovely podcast listeners, so that you can pray for us, because we would really appreciate your prayers. So anyway, we have a bit of a chat to Scotty about this, about good and bad and conflicting life advice, and then I'll talk more about that later.
Good morning, this is Op 26.5, it's Life Hacks with Ruth Amos. Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty.
How you doing?
Very well, very well.
That's
how are
good.
You?
Oh, good. Before we went to Aero, so I'm not even going to ask what we're talking about this morning. I'm just going to go with it. So I don't even know what we're talking about.
So, you know, I've been under a little bit of pressure this week.
Yeah.
And
And the day before yesterday, I said to Moz, I need to write a blog tomorrow. And he said, oh, what are you going to write on? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to write on. I need a life hack. And he said, oh, I've got a life hack for you. He said, to save time in the kitchen, if you know you're going to be making pasta, pre-boil the water day before and keep it in the freezer for easy use.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. But it did make me think, there's a lot of life advice out there. There are a lot of different books written, and I know because it's my hobby and my job now.
I don't think reading
productivity books. And they all have some sort of different idea of how you should do things, and often the advice is conflicting, and sometimes you just look at it and go, you know, that makes about as much sense in my life as pre-boiling water and putting it in the freezer. Like, so what do we do when life advice is just all over the place? And I think sometimes because something's in a book, and I don't know if this is just me, I don't think it is just me, but because something's in a book, you tend to think, I guess if you've been brought up on the Bible, it's written down, it must be true.
This person's written a book, they must know what they're talking about.
They must know what they're talking about. Yeah. And maybe they do, but everybody's brain works differently, and we're learning more about that with neurodivergence and stuff now, how something that works for them beautifully may not work for you. But because it's written down, you read it, you think, oh, I have to do this way. And if I don't do it that way, or if I try it and it doesn't work for me, then you think, oh, I've failed.
So
my morning message to everybody this morning is you haven't failed. But there are many different ways of organising our lives. There's many different ways of getting through. Try different things. And if it doesn't work, go, oh, well, that didn't work. I'll try something else.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because you're right. Sometimes, you know, like you'll do something. It's like the New Year's resolutions, you know. It's almost the same thing. It's like, oh, I've done it and I tried it. Oh, and I failed, you know, because you're reading somebody else's words and what they've learned, but it may not necessarily work for you in your life. And so all of a sudden, you don't take out, okay, that didn't work, I'll try something else. You take out, I'm a failure.
Yeah, and it's just so completely unnecessary to do that. It's just like doesn't work for you. I've been binging on someone called Dana K. White. I think she's fantastic. If you're, you know, slightly neurodivergent and you want to clean your house, go to her. But the reason why she's got the empire she has now, she'd probably hate me saying that, but it's because she tried all the different books about house organising and house cleaning, and none of them worked. So she went, okay, well, let me just see what works for me, and started by washing her dishes every day, and that worked. And now the thing that I find really interesting is that there's so many people who write to her and say, oh, your brain works the same way my brain works, so your method works the same way my method works. So it's not that all these different methods are useless. It's just that we think differently, and you need to find the thing that clicks with your brain that will help you get through your day.
Yeah. For me, like I write lists, you know, and then I tick them off, and at the end of the day, if I've got on my list ticked, I'm like, woohoo, go me. But my wife would, that'd just drive her insane. Like, you know, she wouldn't do that. It wouldn't work for her.
No. And even in today's podcast, that'll be out in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to talk about all the process I went through in terms of finding the best way to write lists for me, because, you know, that you've got electronic copies, you've got master lists, you've got this, that, and the other thing, you know, like, and I had to boil it down to say, this way works best for me. But yeah, that was after reading so many different books about how to write your lists and how to organise your life.
Now, we spoke earlier about failure.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that in fact, I've been having these amazing conversations with particularly my boys in the car recently, talking about failure and how, and this may be a subject for another day, but how it's almost like these days we don't allow people to fail.
Mm.
And, you know, so like school results aren't pass, fail. It's like not there yet. You're not achieved yet, you know, or you don't have a best and fairest anymore. It's like everybody gets a trophy. And you know what I mean? Like, it's like, but I wonder if in some ways, like in this subject, it's like not being allowed to fail means you don't actually try.
Yeah. If you don't let yourself say, well, that didn't work, and you just keep pushing and pushing. But I think for a lot of people, that sense of failure or that sense of doom makes them say, oh, well, I didn't do it perfectly. I'm just going to completely give up. And that's, you know, giving up is not where we want to be. So, yeah, there's a balance in that. There's a reaching your goals. But, you know, I'm such a perfectionist that I'm just like, oh, well, I have to do it perfectly. I have to make sure I follow their process down to the letter, and I won't let myself fail. But to be able to look at it and say, okay, I see, fail is such a loaded word, but that didn't work. Let's try something else.
Yeah.
And there's Seth Rogan, I think he's... No, he's... No, Rogan is the wrong word. But anyway.
He's the actor.
Yeah, no, different guy. It'll come to me tomorrow at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But he has a little statement that says, this might not work. And that sounds a bit ridiculous or downer or whatever, but to enter into a new way of doing things, try something new and with the thought, well, this might not work, but I'll give it a go anyway, see what happens. If it doesn't work, try something else.
Try something else. And yeah. The great inventors, you know, they didn't come up with that invention the first try. Like it was probably after the thousandth try.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying something like a list or like, a, you know, some sort of life hack, you go, that didn't work. What else can we try?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's today's life hack. Try something else.
RuthAmos.com.au. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank
you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So the name I was looking for is Seth Godin. Seth Godin has that saying, this might not work. And I don't know why I find that, I know that Moz has come in and looked at it and gone, what are you talking about? This might not work. But it might not work. And for someone like me who really, really enjoys reading different productivity books, it's just a fun thing that I like doing. There are so many different and conflicting pieces of advice in these books that when I try something new, to tell myself, well, this might not work, but give it a try anyway, is very helpful. So I was thinking about like what conflicting advice have I read? And one is write down the three most important tasks for each day. And then you can conflict that with set a single goal for each day. And so what are we doing? We're doing three things? We're doing one thing. We don't know. Or other advice is try working at the one thing for just 5 minutes. And I talked about that last time. I think doing it for 5 minutes is trying to trick yourself into the next thing. Or block your time into 90-minute segments. We work best in a 90-minute segment. So do 90 minutes and then see, you know, have a break and then come back. And both of those are fine if that works for you. But what if you're a teacher or you know, if you're working at home, but you've got kids at home with you or whatever, you know, it just doesn't work to have 90 whole minutes if you're working with children. Never, never. Or if you are working in customer service or something, a lot of these books are written for the what they call knowledge workers. So people like me who write things. So that's fine for me. But in terms of people who sit down and write creatively for a living, it's just a small segment of the population. And so they say on these books, we're going to solve all your problems. We're going to sort out your life. We're going to make you more organized and more focused and more able to really use all your brain power to do whatever you have to do. And then you read through the whole book and feel like, well, I'll try. I mean, obviously you've written a book and so that sounds really good, but I can't see how this fits in with my life at all. And I was thinking, what do we do with this sort of conflicting information? Is one rule right and another rule wrong? You know, is this book that says divide your stuff into 90-minute segments the right way to do it, and this one that says eat the frog first the wrong way to do it? Like, how you can't follow all these different bits of advice at once, and you get given so much of it. And I am just part of the problem here, because I'm going to say set your goals and work out your schedule for your day and all that kind of stuff. Stuff usually give people stuff that has worked well for me. But I'm becoming more aware that we all work differently. And yes, some of us have ADHD, or we might be on the autism spectrum or something. And so our brains are technically neurodivergent, and then some of us are less neurodivergent, and everything on the spectrum. There's a whole lot of different ways of working with things. So when I read these books, I like to say, well, this is obviously the right way to do it. And I hope that people who are listening to me sometimes feel similarly. Otherwise, forget this podcast, go off and do something else. But I like to think this is the right way. But I've read so many of them that there have been so many right ways that I think, well, what is the actual right way? And the answer to that question, what is the right way, is the way that works for you. The right way of organizing your day, the right way of planning out your goals, the right way of scheduling or not scheduling, the right way of deciding what to do first or next is the way that works for you, which is not necessarily the way that works for me. So how do you work out what works for you? Well, the answer to that, And I think that this goes across many different brain types, many different personality types, and many different lifestyles and life situations is try it and see. Keep trying different ways until you find a way that works for you. And so I thought I'd give you an example of this from my own life, although I can also, because I've read all these books, give you examples from other people's lives. I think I did talk to Scotty about Dana K. White. And yes, I am binging on her at the moment. I'm trying not to give you all of her lessons. I highly recommend her books and her podcasts and whatever. But she talks about keeping her house under control. And she tried a few different things. And then she found a way that worked for her, which started with doing her dishes every day and went on. I mean, honestly, it's really good. And if you're in any way ADHD, I highly recommend her. But anyway, she tried different ways until she found the way that worked for her. And that's what I'm suggesting you do for you. Now, the thing that I thought I'd use as an example is my lists. And I've told you how much I love lists. I really do enjoy having a good list in front of me and crossing it off. But the advice of just use a list is too broad. There are many different ways of doing this, you know, and I've tried different ways of doing the list and I've thought about how it works and I have finally worked out a way that is working for me at the moment. And that doesn't mean it'll work for me forever because as well as having different types of people, personalities, brains, whatever, also in our own lives, situations change and boy, can they really change as I've been finding out lately in an instant. So what works for me this year might not work for me next year, but I need to be willing to change there as well. But anyway, let's look at lists because I love lists. One of the things I thought was I'd try an electronic list. So I got a really nice list app that put on my phone and it's got divides your life into different segments. So I can talk about my writing, things that I need to do for the writing part of my life, things that I need to do for the podcasting part of my life, things that I need to do for my household maintenance and for my editing work and all, you know, so divided into different parts and then they're all different colors. So that's really pretty. And then you can look at it by segment or you can look at it by date or you can, it's a very fancy, fancy list app. And I enjoyed it. But as I continued to use it, I found that it's not working for me because when I cross it off that list, it disappears. And then I don't get the satisfaction of looking at it and seeing that it's been crossed off. And I found out by working with this electronic list that looking at something and seeing that it's been crossed off is very important for my dopamine boost that makes me feel like I'm getting things done. So I went back to paper, which means that I need a notebook and I need to have that with me. But I realized that I don't need to have it with me at all times because I can use the electronic list on my phone because it has an alarm option or an alert option, really. So if I'm out and I think, oh, there's something I really need to remember to put on my paper list or I really need to remember to do, then I'll put it in my phone with an alert so that it will alert me and I will then either put it on my paper list or do the thing. So it's a helpful app, but it's not a helpful app in terms of organizing my whole day and giving me that feeling of satisfaction that I like at the end of the day when the list is crossed off. I also looked at dividing my list into different aspects of my life. So as that electronic app did, I tried doing that on paper or on my computer. And so it's like, okay, well, what do I have to do today under the heading of author? What do I have to do today under the heading of editor? What do I have to do today under the heading of mother, daughter, and so on, church, those sort of things. And what, you know, that was, it was sort of nice to think, oh, look at all these different aspects of my life that all have different responsibilities and I need to look at them differently. But in the end, that was just too much trouble for me and it took too long. And, you know, it was an interesting exercise, but as a daily or weekly list, it was just too time consuming to do. But Moz, on the other hand, he has different calendars for different parts of his life and different lists for different part of his life. So he's got the teacher list and the church list and the home list, and it works well for him. But for me, because I want a daily list, that was just taking too much time out of my day. I've tried using one long list, one master list, and I've tried this in a couple of different ways. I've tried keeping it on my computer. I've tried keeping it in a page of a notebook, and what I've found with that is that when it's on the computer, I just never look at it. So after like 3 or 4 months, I think, oh yeah, I had that master list, I should go and check what's on that, which is really useless because things need to be done. But things on my master list include things that need to be done now and things that need to be done in 6 months' time, or things that I just need to remember to do when I have a chance to do it, or things like that. So it's a big, messy list jumbled with everything in it. Having it either on one page, if it's on one page, then as I cross things off it, then the page has got like 5 things left and all the rest of the lines are crossed off, and those things that are left get missed and things like that. So what I've ended up doing and what I'm trying now is to have that master list, that big list of everything, I'm writing that out once a week. So Sunday night or Monday morning, I will sit down, get a fresh page of my notebook, and transfer onto that page everything that's left from the big master list from the week before, plus everything that I feel like I need to put on the big master list this week. So I'm constantly refreshing it. It's constantly new, but I'm also constantly drawing to my attention things that need to be done on that list. And that helps me to keep organized and to remember all the different things that I need to do. That's a master list. And then every day I do a daily list, and the daily list is small. So I read some advice that said to get the slightly bigger post-it notes that I think they're like 2.5 centimeters by 5 centimeters or something. They're a big rectangular post-it note, and that put on that the things you need to do for the day. And if it's bigger than that, then it's too big and you put it on the next day. And I started using a week to a page diary at one point. And so each day had just a little segment on this A5 diary, a little segment for each day. And I was putting my things to do on that day and in 2 columns. So it was pretty squashy, but I was putting it all in there. And what I found as I used that is that if I had more stuff to do than would fit in that little rectangle, I had too much stuff to do for that day. Some things on my list take 5 seconds to do, and some things on my list take 2 hours to do, but it all balances out. And if I have more than that little segment on that A5 calendar diary, then it's too much. And so the thing is, I don't like using the diary because there's all these pages that I wasn't using. And if I took a week off, there was a whole week that wasn't used, or, you know, big holidays and week wasn't used. And also there's nowhere in those A5 diaries to put my master list week after week after week. So it's better for me to use an A5 notebook, and in that A5 notebook to just commit about a third of each page to my daily list for that day. So in the end, that's what I found works for me, or what is working for me at the moment, is to have a week list that's got stuff on it for this week, or maybe for further on in the future that I just need to remember and keep in my mind that that's coming up. And then a daily list that's short and small, and only the work that I can do in that day. And on that, I'm going to put my housework stuff. I'm going to put my writing stuff. You know, I put that I want to write so that I know that I'm writing, and any stuff that I need to do for other people and groceries and, you know, all those sort of things, but all the stuff that I want to fit into that one day. So that's how I'm doing lists at the moment. Now, when I was trying to sort my whole life out, and I've written about this in my year of saying no, I went to write lists of what I needed to do in my life to try and figure out what my life holds and try and figure out where I was going and my overall direction and all that kind of stuff. And lists just did not work for that. And what I found was a mind map works better for that. So I am using mind maps for those sort of big plan-y things, but the list works really well for my to-do and my daily organization and stuff like that. I like notebooks that have lines in them. Moz has worked and worked and worked to try and find a notebook or a organizing thing that works for him. And what he's found after much searching and trying of different things is that the notebooks with the dots on them, so a dotted grid, works well for him because he's much more visual than I am. He's much more artistic and he does those nice bullet diary type pictures and setups and makes the calendars and things like that. I'm never going to do my own calendar or draw it out or whatever. I'm not very creative in that way. And it just frustrates me that what I do ends up looking shoddy and horrible and whatever. So I'm much more likely to print something out from a computer and just use lines on a page and be done with it. But that's my personality. His needs more freedom. He needs to not be limited to lines on a page, and having those dots and that ability to write sideways or in the diagonal or different colors or whatever works better for him. So yeah, the take-home message from this, in case it got lost in all my list talk, is that there are many, many different pieces of advice out there, and some of them are conflicting. But the way to figure out what the best advice is for you is to try thinking, this might not work, but I'm going to give it a go, see what happens. And when it works, hold on to it until such time as it doesn't work. But if it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean you failed. It just means that that particular method doesn't work for you. Try something new. Now, give it a good try. Like if you try for 5 minutes and it doesn't work, then, you know, maybe you need to give it a good go for a few weeks to see whether you settle into it or something. But I don't think that thinking in terms of failing or giving up just because somebody in who's written a book has said that this is the way to go and it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean that you are a failure. It doesn't mean that you have failed. It just means that that particular method doesn't work for you and you need to try something else. I really wish that we could get to a point in life where we've sorted things out and we know how it works and nothing ever will be a problem now because we've got the method that works for us and we don't need to worry about it changing or anything. We just go ahead down the new set of rails. But that's not how life works. You don't set things up and then have them right forever. There's no set and forget in life. And as I have found out in the last couple of weeks, things can go pear-shaped very quickly. And that's just how life is. So we always need to be prepared to say, well, that method that was working so well for me is no longer working. I'll tell you another one very quickly because I know I've been rattling on for a while, but housework. So for a while I had a cleaner and then I didn't have a cleaner anymore. And then I thought, I'm going to clean the house myself. So I set aside a couple of hours a week to clean the house and that never worked. I was always like never quite doing it or never setting aside the time, or I did set aside the time and it made me really grumpy and horrible. And so I thought, well, instead of that, I'm just going to try putting aside 10 minutes every morning and doing as much housework as I can in that 10 minutes, because 10 minutes is easy for me to do. It's like I don't need to say, oh, I don't have 2 hours now because I've got to do X, Y, Z. I just, you know, you can just fit 10 minutes in, you slot 10 minutes in. And that is working beautifully for me. And I've even gotten to the dusting today, and I hate dusting, so I never do dusting. So even if I was doing 2 hours of housekeeping, I would never get the dusting done. But today, in my 10 minutes of housework this morning, I dusted all of my bookshelves. And so that new system of doing 10 minutes a day works for me. The 2 hours a week didn't work for me, but you might find that it's completely different for you. So just that's just in another aspect of my life. So yeah, my encouragement to you today is that if you're looking at systems to how to make your life work well, how to achieve your goals, how to be organized, try as many different things as possible and use the one that works for you. And what I would love to know is what is working for you, because I'm always interested in new different ways of doing things. So is there something that you've tried that's worked, whether it's in the area of getting your work organized, getting your house organized, or anything at all? Is there something that you're trying for the first time that's really working for you, or something that you have tried that worked for a while and then stopped working, or has started working again, or just something that you think is a really good method for some aspect of life, I would really love to hear about it. You can drop me a line, Ruth at ruthamos.com.au. Find me on Twitter at @QuietLifeBlog, or you can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or you can sign up to my newsletter at ruthamos.com.au, and there you will get a newsletter telling you just how well or badly I am going towards my goals as the years go on, hopefully just this year, but maybe more years. But yeah, you'll find out there. You'll find links to the podcast and the blog. And of course, one of my big goals for this year is to write a new book. And, you know, it's coming. So if you are part of my newsletter sign up, you'll get first dibs on my new book when it comes towards the end of the year. Yeah, I would love to hear from you, as always. And I will chat to you again soon.